Brian Hallenbach, Cade Sievertson, Alex Studeman, Ethan Ostrowski, and Keaton Edwards, the five that started the game, back on the floor for the second half. Whistle sounds, play is back in. Hudson picks up half-court man-to-man. Ostrowski has it in the corner. Out to Sievertson. And the Evergreens, too, not a lot of points in transition, and the Evergreens have found it very hard when they've gotten the ball down low. A lot of blocks. Cross-court pass from Keaton Edwards. It's over the head of Hallenbach and out of play. The Evergreens open up the second half with a turnover. Evergreens 9 turnovers in the first half. Hudson turned the ball over only 3 times. Again, that's another, just falls into the category of Hudson does not make a lot of mistakes. Hudson along the baseline. That's a travel turned over. Carter Herrick started his move along the baseline and dragged his back foot. So both teams turn the ball over on their first possessions of the second half. And it's still 47-24. Hudson up big. Bringing this ball up is Cade Sievertson. And Hallenbach plays shooting guard here. Hallenbach is waiting for the ball in the corner. Keaton Edwards in a little bit of traffic. Hands it off to Hallenbach, who came up high. Hallenbach with his dribble. Studeman back to Keaton Edwards. Rotated down low to Ostrowski. And the defense quickly surrounds him. Ostrowski picks up his dribble. Back out to Hallenbach. Double team. Hallenbach between the legs, goes to Studeman in the corner. Now that Hudson defender fought through a pick and guarded up Studeman, who wanted to pop a three from there. Back to Hallenbach again, picks up foul line extended, kicks out. Three ball here, good for Cade Sievertson. Sievertson opens the second half scoring, and it's now a 20-point game, 47-27. Evergreen still with a lot to do. Full court pressure is back on. Hudson gets down low, and scoring at the rim is Bennett Swavely. 49-27. Here's Hallenbach into the front court. And Hudson doesn't have to press. They'll play half court man-to-man. Hudson's got just enough height to make things tough for the Evergreens inside. Keaton Edwards back out. Baseline. Here comes a three from the wing. Studeman short. Keaton Edwards double-teamed on the rebound. Couldn't squeeze it. Goes out to Charlie Neuenschwander, who has the ball for Hudson. Hudson by 22 and possession. 16 minutes to play in the game. Rotating down low off a screen. Hallenbach stripped that away. Out of bounds off Hallenbach of the Evergreens along the baseline. Hudson will keep the ball. Evergreen's going to contest this closely. Studeman guards the inbounding player. Works it around him. Open for a three. Brandon Morey too strong off the back iron. Sievertson gets the rebound for the Evergreens. Now to Hallenbach in the corner. No look. That's a bad pass. Turned over. A little bit too fancy. Threw that into traffic and taken away by Luke Healy. Healy goes to the rim. It rims off, goes out of play, and unable to squeeze it was Ostrowski. Hallenbach will keep Hudson will keep the ball there. Hudson inbounds into the corner and goes back out. And Hudson can be selective. They're up by 22. Pass down low. Stolen by Keaton Edwards off the hands of Neuenschwander. Evergreens need to be careful with the ball here. Ahead to Cade Sievertson. Ostrowski open for a three. Wow, that missed everything. And Hudson gets the ball right back. Didn't get a good look. Settled for something outside. And Hudson gets the ball here. Healy in traffic. Kicks back out a three here. That's an air ball, too, from Carter Herrick. What's going on here? There we go. 49-27 as both teams trade embarrassing misses. We're sponsored by M&J Marine, best boats in the business, best selection, the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine, I-39, Mosinee, then exit 181. You'll notice the difference. Keaton Edwards foul line extended to Ostrowski. Thought about another three and now dribbles to the corner. Inside and in traffic to Sievertson. Sievertson, that's tough. He had a double team and left it off the rim. Sievertson's got a height disadvantage at that look. Points have been hard to come by in the second half. Down low, Neuenschwander hit the underside of the rim, goes out of bounds to the Evergreens. Yeah, we've played, almost 3 minutes of basketball. The Evergreens have a three, and Hudson has a two, and Hudson still has a 22-point lead. Hallenbach will walk it up for the Evergreens. Hallenbach with his dribble. Backs this out over to Ostrowski way up high to Studeman, back out. Ostrowski open for a three, and that one just barely grazed the rim. What's going on there? Studeman bending backwards, tried to save that ball. Nope, he's out of bounds. Went down to the floor, was on the seat of his pants, and was on the end line. Couldn't save it. So, I mean, Hudson has come out cold to start the second half, but the Evergreens have been cold, too, and have not taken advantage. They break half-court pressure, stripped away by Hallenbeck, knocked that away from Carter Herrick. Hallenbeck in transition. Well, again, a no-look pass that is taken away by Hudson. Hudson down the other way and scoring Carter Herrick. That's what, two, maybe three times that Hallenbeck's tried something no-look and has wound up turning the ball over. Hallenbeck brings it up here. 51-27. Hallenbeck in traffic, back out to Ostrowski, who's missed his last two. Keaton Edwards in the corner. Edwards picks up his dribble. Back out Studeman. Here comes a three ball. That's short. Evergreens have been ice cold. The Evergreens have come out 1-for-7 in the second half. Hudson back the other way along the baseline, scooping at the rim and scoring is Neuenschwander. So the half begins with a 6-3 run for Hudson. They've widened their lead to 26 points. 13:20 to left in this game. Keaton Edwards pops a three. That's no good. Hudson gets the rebound. Everything one and done. Luke Healy. Healy, long pass ahead to the rim. Scoring is Charlie Herrick. The Evergreens are being outplayed right now, and the Evergreens need an early timeout in what continues to be an ugly afternoon. It's 55-27 Hudson. We'll take a 30-second break on Fox. A lot of basketball left to be played. 13:09 to play in the second half. But things are just not trending for the Evergreens here. They're falling further behind. Trailing by 23 at halftime. They trail by 28 now. It's 55-27. The Evergreens sub in Colton Hall during the timeout. So Hall is in, Sievertson is out, and here's Hallenbeck who brings this up. Keaton Edwards sets a screen, Hallenbeck along the baseline, back out to Studeman. Studeman with his dribble, Colton Hall off the bench, three ball, he misses two. Ostrowski gets the rebound and he's fouled. Loose ball foul on Hudson here. Now this message, there are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from WIFC, our sister station, Cloverbelt Credit Union, and the Kasura Kids Foundation. The Evergreens have turned the ball over on the baseline on the inbounds pass. Coming back the other way, got a foul in transition against the Evergreens. Waiting to see who this is on. Foul is on Brian Hallenbeck. It's his first. Colton Keelman comes in. Keaton Edwards comes out. A smaller look for the Evergreens. The only big kid on the floor right now is Ostrowski. Inbounded, stolen on the inbounds pass, taken away by Cade Sievertson. Gives it to Hallenbeck. Now to Studeman, goes to the rim. Studeman with a good first step, scores. Studeman's got seven, 55-29. Hallenbeck was beaten down the court here, and Hudson gets the ball right back to the rim, scoring over Colton Keelman is Cole Jacobson, his first points of the night. A little too easy for Hudson coming back the other way. 57-29. Ball is loose on the baseline. The Evergreens have turned it over again. Hudson comes in transition. Evergreens defense is back. Hudson kick out three. Good. For Brock Welly. Ball came free after the basket. 60-29. Hudson up by 31. I guess what you don't like is these Big Rivers teams, when they come here to play, they go back and they say, well, the number one team in the Valley, we're better than them. That sure is the way this has been played. Hallenbeck back out for a three, nothing from the outside for the Evergreens. He missed that one. Ball is loose off the Evergreens player. Colton Keelman tried to swipe at that, unable to keep it in. Just feels like a turn-the-page kind of afternoon. Again, this loss doesn't hurt the Evergreens in the Valley Conference standings at all. And Hallenbeck got that ball knocked away, denied Charlie Neuenschwander. It's out of play, but it's off the Evergreens. Hudson will inbound underneath their own basket. Yeah, I mean, the games Tuesday against Wisconsin Rapids and then later next week against Merrill, those are way more important than this. It's just Hudson's going to make the argument that in state tournament seedings, they should be ahead of the Evergreens. Chippewa Falls can make the same argument. They had a big win over the Evergreens last week. Along the baseline, Hudson players fouled. Free throws coming up for Charlie Neuenschwander. We're going to say that's non-shooting?
He's there as foul at number 21.
Oh, Hudson players going to the free throw line. Yep, that is a shooting foul. Ethan Ostrowski has picked up his third. Charlie's got two free throws. First is good. Hudson continues to be perfect from the foul line. 9 for 9 now. Baseman Shoe and Clothing on South 3rd Avenue has wool bibs, wool pants, wool shirts, warm Irish setter boots. Serving Central Wisconsin for 80 years, Baseman's of Wausau. Neuenschwander has hit both of his free throws. 62-29, and the Evergreens have the ball on the floor again. It's fished out of there by the Evergreen Studeman. Up high to Ostrowski. Hallenbeck now looks to drive in. Hallenbeck dribbles off his foot. Hallenbeck went down. Hallenbeck is hurt. He twisted his ankle. Hallenbeck is back onto his feet and is walking okay. We've got a whistle and a foul at midcourt.
He's never fouled. I never Cooper Bradfish.
Fouls on Cooper Bradfish. And Hallenbeck is coming out. Again, Hallenbeck went down hard, and when he came up, I mean, he's walking okay now, a little bit tender. I mean, Hallenbeck missed a couple of games with a high ankle sprain earlier in the season. Again, in this blowout game, we had 62-29. Want one of your seniors, one of your leaders injured in this? Probably not. Hudson pass along the baseline, down low. Swavely in traffic, double dribble. Turned over. Exactly 11 minutes to play in a game that probably can't end quickly enough. Basketball is brought to you by Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Hoisting the three, that's good for the Evergreens. Cooper Bradfish. 62-31. Hudson with an answering three. Too strong for Swavely in the corner. Wow, the Evers player was out of bounds there, and it's not called. That ball belongs to Hudson. Cooper Bradfish tried to save that. He was one full step over the sideline. Logan Ebersold will come in for the Evergreens. Ostrowski will go out too. I think the Evergreens are going to manage the minutes of their starters here. Again, you don't want an injury down the closing stretches of this game, which, again, the Valley Conference games are much more important. On the inbound, Brendan Morey misses at the rim. Ebersold gets the rebound for the Evergreens, who right now are doubled up. To the corner, three ball, too strong for the Evergreens. Cooper Bradfish, Evergreens get the rebound, missing at the rim. Ebersold gets it back again. Logan Ebersold, good work on the boards. Ebersold's first points of the game. Evergreens still have a 29-point hole here in 10 minutes left in the ball game. Extra pass, pinballs around low, taken right back by Cole Jacobson and lost in traffic. Evergreens take it back. Morey missed at the rim. Ebersold. Now the Evergreens. Colton Hall feeds that down low. Turned over. The Evergreens have just not been careful enough with the ball here to get back into this game. Dunright Exteriors sponsors boys basketball today. Siding, windows, roofs, and gutters for 65 years. Dunright is a real standout in the community. Pass goes down low. Hudson's got the ball back along the baseline. Now Mateo Renta is back in the game. So is Brock Welly. So Hudson stretches out their bench. Hudson only suited up 11 players for this varsity game. To the baseline. Welly drives in. And Welly with the left hand. That's a nice move to the basket. Scores for the Raiders. He now has 7. 64-33. 9.5 left until final horn. Colton Hall now runs the point. Hall tried to split defenders. He's fouled. Yeah, I don't think we're going to see Brian Hallenbeck again today, and I don't think we're going to see Ethan Ostrowski either. Alex Studeman is also out of the game here. The Evergreens may just let their bench finish this game out. Foul was on Swavely. It's only Hudson's second of the second half along the baseline. Nice pass. Colton Hall from the Evergreens, Colton Keelman. Hall now has 4. Evergreens have the full court press on, but with their secondary players, Hudson beats it to the rim. Brandon Morey scores. 66-35. Colton Hall will run the point for the Evergreens now. Hall drives in, back out. Ebersol, three ball, round the rim, no good. And Retea gets the rebound, throws it all the way down to Hudson's Brandon Morey, who scores. 68-35. This is now a 33-point lead for Hudson. 8.5 left. Evergreens down low to Logan Ebersol, who scores. Colton Hall to Logan Ebersol. I mean, could you imagine the Evergreens having a game played out in running time? Maybe. Hudson down low, double team, kicks out. Here's a three ball off the front rim. A miss for Renta. Long rebound comes out. Swavely for Hudson. Back to Renta again. Missed again from exactly the same shot. Loose ball foul. It's on Hudson. Podvelis is in now. Lucas Podvelis is called for the foul. Battling for that loose ball. And Evan Tyler comes in for Hudson, too. So Hudson senses that the Evergreens have the white flag up, and Hudson is going to bring in some of their secondary players. Driving into the rim. That's a nice drive to the basket from Braden Kinderman. Kinderman's first points. 68-39. Under 8 minutes to play. Hudson rotates down low over Ebersold, and scoring is Swavely, who now has nine. 70-39. Colton Hall for the Evergreens. Back out to Kinderman. Kinderman picks up his dribble. Tried to lob that over the top, and it's knocked away. Tried to get that to Cooper Bradfish. Hudson in transition. Too strong for Renta. Rebound is tapped out, and Hudson gets the ball back. Podvelis three. Good. Off the bench. Not bad. 73-39. I mean, Hudson had 47 at halftime, and the Evergreens aren't even there. And to the rim, that's partially blocked. Colton Hall was rejected. Hudson two on one at the other end. Got a foul. No, travel. Podvelis was going to the rim in that three on two and traveled first. Wave off the basket. So we stay at 73-39. Evergreens will put in Bryce Dobby, and Bo Spoke is coming in for the Evergreens. So this is as deep as the Evergreens bench gets. Kinderman will bring this up. Over to Bo Spoke, who's getting his first touch. Foul line extended. Back to Dobby, who spins around. Baseline hit the side of the backboard. No good. To Mateo Renta. Evergreens back defensively. Hudson's just turned it over along the baseline. Tried to get that over to Jake Miller. Another player is coming in for Hudson. This is number 20, who's not on their roster. Okay. Mystery 20 is in. Bo Spoke will walk it up for the Evergreens, who are trailing 73-39. Here's Kinderman without the ball. Now over to Spoke. Spoke looks to drive in, cut off. Kinderman thought about the three along the baseline and pulls it back down. Back out to Ebersol, three. Good. Logan Ebersol. Seven for Logan, all in the second half. Rotated down low. Ebersol knocked that ball away from Jake Miller, and the Evergreens get a turnover. Evergreens quickly down to Dabe underneath. Got his man up, and Bryce is going to get to the free throw line. Good pass down low to Bryce, who, again, with the shoulder fake, got his man up in the air. These are the Evergreens' first free throws of the game. Are you kidding me? Wow. No trips to the free throw line until right now with 6:06 left in the ball game. Bryce's first free throw is good. So Bryce Dobby is into the scorer's column tonight. Logan Ebersold is coming out. One more free throw for Bryce. Missed that one. Loose along the baseline, and Hudson gets it. Now under 6 minutes to play in the game. 73-43. Hudson looks to drive in. Bumped, ball's loose. Hudson gets it back out. Over to the near side. Hudson's got two JV players in now. 22 and 20 are both not on the varsity roster, but they're playing here for Hudson. Down low, cut out, ball is loose. Podveli's had it go off him in the backcourt and turned over to the Evergreens here. 5:35 left in the ball game in what essentially is a JV game now. Neither team with starters in the closing moments here. The Evergreens did win the JV game, won it by 3 points earlier on this floor. So again, this Everest team will get to regroup. They'll practice on Monday, and we'll get ready for Wisconsin Rapids at home on Tuesday. Bryce Dabe in the corner, almost had that knocked away. Bryce secures it, goes back out. Here comes a three ball for Kinderman, too strong. Rebound to Evan Taylor of Hudson. Again, Hudson still running offense, not taking any time off the clock with this big 30-point lead. Along the baseline, there's number 20, missed at the rim. Rebound to Cooper Bradfish of the Evergreens. Under five to play. Bradfish to the front court, leaves it over for Bryce Dobby. In traffic, Kinderman spins at the rim. That's a nice move and didn't finish at the rim. Misses. Ball is loose. Hudson secures it. Evan Taylor. Hudson still by 30. Hudson led by 23. The wheels came off in the middle stages of the first half. The Evergreens, over a six-minute span, scored just 4 points. And Hudson just got on top of the Evergreens and has not taken their foot off the gas since. Hudson works the ball on the perimeter here. Colton Keelman's going to come back in for the Evergreens when we have a stoppage. Driving to the rim and scoring is Jake Miller for Hudson. 75-43. Dobby for the Evergreens. Fancy pulls up. This is a long two. Off the rim, no good. Trying to battle for that rebound as Kinderman. Hudson comes away with it. 4 minutes left. Hudson works the perimeter. Again, one of the JVers, 22's got the ball. To the other JVer, 20. Drives on Dabe to the rim, makes an extra pass. Scoring again there is Evan Taylor. 77-43, and we've got a whistle here. It's the referee who wants to lace up his shoes. Bo Svoke will come out for the Evergreens. Colton Keelman will come in. The Evergreens are trailing 77-43. Kinderman's got the ball. Trying to set that up high to Colton Keelman. Too strong. Cooper Bradfish pass over Keelman's head and out of play. Another turnover. 3.5 to play in the game. Hudson, that JV or 22, pops a three. He missed it. Evergreens get the rebound. Bryce Dobby is going to bring it up court for the Evergreens. Still has his dribble. Picked up his dribble. May have traveled there. Goes back out. Down low in traffic. Keelman spins at the rim. Too strong. Dobby tipped that up and in for the Evergreens. No, it rolled around and went out. Hudson gets that ball in. Almost tipped in by the Evergreens. 77-43. Hudson to the rim. That's blocked. A late foul call. See who this foul is on.
Evergreen foul on number one.
Colton Keelman just picked up his second foul. This one's shooting. Mateo Renta is going to shoot free throws. First of which is good. Hudson continues to be perfect from the free throw line. 78-43. And now it's 79-43. Could you imagine this game's going to be played in running time for the final 3 minutes? The Evergreens, number one team in the Valley, are going to have a little bit of soul searching to do after this. Dobby takes the three. It's good. Bryce for three. He has 4 points. 79-46. Hudson rotates down low to Jake Miller. He's double-teamed, goes back out, almost turns it over. Hudson behind the back. Move there, cut off. Hudson looks to drive in again. Evan Taylor in traffic, kicks it back out. Hudson running a lot of offense. They're looking for the cutter down low. Spinning, driving, that's blocked underneath. Going to have a foul here. Mateo Renta going to go to the free throw line for two more. Jamison Morgan's called for the foul. 79-46. And Hudson has just gotten to 80. And now 81. That one rolled around and didn't go in. Looked like it was halfway down. Rebound to the Evergreens, Cooper Bradfish. Dobby in the corner. Bounce pass down low to Jamison Morgan. Loose on the floor. Oh, Jamison Morgan still battled for it. It's tied up. And the arrow points to Hudson. 2 minutes left in our game. Hudson long pass ahead to Lucas Podvelis. Along the baseline, Evergreen's double team in traffic. Ball's loose. Evergreen's Jamison Morgan. That's out of bounds off the Hudson player. Jamison Morgan on the last two possessions go down to his knees fighting for loose balls. Appreciate the hustle there. Evergreen's Braden Kinderman brings it up to the front court. Off a screen, three ball, too strong for Cooper Bradfish. And the ball hits the rigging up above the basket, out of bounds to Hudson. With 1:45 left. Hudson leads by 34. We work our way through the final moments of this game. Hudson works the perimeter in no rush to shoot. 90 seconds to go. Along the baseline cutoff. Extra pass here to Evan Taylor. Lost the handle. Out of bounds to the Evergreens. Again, no Everest action on Monday. Day of practice for our hockey, basketball, girls team too. Everest Hockey will be our next Everest broadcast on Tuesday at Greenheck against Barron. Driving in, tough look there for Braden Kinderman, missed off the rim. Hudson's rebound, Podvelis. 1:05 left till this one comes to a close. Jake Miller along the baseline, Miller missed at the rim. Ball's loose, rebound to Cooper Bradfish of the Evergreens. Cooper Bradfish. Tried to split defenders, leaves it in the corner. Dobby thought about the three, drives in, extra pass. Evergreens go cross court, open for a three for Kinderman. Good, Braden Kinderman. Now has 5 points on the make. All that's left to be determined is the final score here. It's 80-49 right now. Down to 35 seconds left in the game. Along the baseline, cut off is Podvelis, goes back out. Thinking about that three was Evan Taylor. Taylor instead hands it off. Taylor gets it back on the double team. Rotating towards the basket is Jake Miller. Miller lost it off his fingertips and out of bounds to the Evergreens. 24 seconds left. Evergreens, I think, will just keep this ball outside. And the Evergreens were the second best team here. Dobby takes a three. No good. Ball's loose. Dobby gets his own rebound. Down low. Basket for Colton Keelman. Second chance points. Think that's going to do it for this one. Hudson is 29 points better than the Evergreens. This game was not close since the mid-stages of the first half. Congratulations to the Hudson Raiders. They beat the Evergreens 80-51. We'll be back to recap after a three-minute. Just moments ago, the Hudson Raiders defeated the DC Everest Evergreens in this afternoon's boys basketball game. Final score was 80-51. I'm Chris Conley. This was an even game till the middle stages of the first half when the Evergreens went ice cold. Evergreens scored just 4 points in the final 6 minutes of the first half and suddenly found themselves down by 23. Hudson would widen their lead to as many as 36 in the second half. And then the Evergreens from the mid stages of the second half pulled all of their starters. And Brian Hallenbeck went down a little bit hard. I think his ankle was a little bit gimpy towards the end, and the Evergreens again, pulled out Hallenbeck, and then Ostrowski didn't play all in the mid-stages of the second half down. The Evergreens had their bench and some JVers on the floor as the game came to an end. Hudson with the victory improves to 12-5 and put 80 points up on the Evergreens. Everest with the loss improves to 13-5. But again, for the Evergreens, three of their five losses are out of conference, so this game, I mean, as tough as this loss is to swallow, the Evergreens were manhandled in this game. Hudson, a very good and very disciplined team, It does not hurt the Evergreens in the Valley Conference standings, where they're still in first place. Leading scorer was Luke Healy, who had 21 and all in the first half. 12 for Brandon Morey. 9 points for Bennett Swavely. 8 for Mateo Renta and 8 for Charlie Neuenschwander. 7 for Brock Welly, who came off the bench. 6 for Carter Herrick. 3 points for Lucas Podvelis. And 2 points each for Cole Jacobson, Evan Taylor, and Jake Miller. Evergreens did not have a player in double digits today. Alex Studeman had 7. Logan Ebersold had 7. Ethan Ostrowski had 6. 5 points for Braden Kinderman, 4 for Colton Hall, and for Bryce Dobby. 3 for Cade Sievertson, 3 for Cooper Bradfish, and 2 for Colton Keelman. Again, that's going to wrap up our coverage. So the Evergreens do not find the junior high school floor much to their liking. On Tuesday, they will be back at home at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse against Wisconsin Rapids. That game will be podcast only at everythingevergreens.com and foxsportswausau.com because on Tuesday night, the hockey playoffs begin. It's a 7 o'clock game at the Greenheck Fieldhouse as the Evergreens play the Barron Northwest Icemen, and that game will be heard live at 7 here at AM 1390, FM 93.9, Fox Sports Radio. Until then, have a good weekend. A safe ride home to our visitors from Hudson. They go home with an 80-51 boys basketball win.